very much like her to get herself appointed to this new self-selecting board, you know.
Evidently.
I mean, it's, you know, very good for her radio consulting business, I'm sure.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Mitch.
We're gonna move on.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Mitchell.
Bye-bye.
I like that information about the citizens arrest.
Yeah, that they are.
I'm so fascinated by that. So it's interesting
now
that they're personally liable.
So if there's any lawsuits because over the arrests, that Pacifica now is personally liable.
No, each person is
each
personally
person.
Liable.
So the person who made evidently. The arrest, who gave the order, is personally liable. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're on the radio.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Let me see if I got all the names right. It's Lynn and Joan and Pat and Paul.
Patty.
We have Patty.
I'll take
a shot at that. What I would like to ask is that in the future, you think about doing a program on the disappointment of having multiple Margaret Thatcherism at the head of Pacifica?
Margaret Thatcherism?
Well, I mean, as a male, I was looking forward to enlightened female leadership in
what a disappointment,
certain,
huh?
I'm sorry?
What a disappointment.
Yeah, really. I mean, if I wanted the old boy network, I'd have old boys there.
Oh, God, I know. I used to, you know, I used to think that, well, if we just had women in positions of power, it would change the face of the world, and then I came to Pacifica. And I was shocked at one point when I looked across the table at the people I considered to be the opposition, who were doing things that I consider to be evil, and I'm looking at women, I'm looking at black women.
That's right, thank
you. Know, and I'm just saying, oh, I got to, like, reevaluate this, like, simplistic categorization nonsense, you know? And,
because
I mean,
the battle
one
of
already
the
know
sexes
from
is
Margaret
a bore.
Thatcher that...
Because the battle of the sexes is a bore. There's nice people and jerks in every gender, every ethnic group. It's just a fact.
Yep.
No, Joni, but I'm going beyond that. What I'm looking at is, especially for quote unquote the masses look for something that they can trust. For instance, and please,
but women are no nicer and more trustworthy than any other group of people.
That's the group psychology. But what I'm looking at is, the thought was that okay, you've been oppressed by white men for all this time, so now if a African woman comes to the fore, they would have a different alliance because they understand the oppression greater. And then you get somebody like Pat Scott or Hara on the male side, Clarence Thomas, and that complicates it for the masses who are looking for an easy way to determine who's the good person to vote for and who's the bad person to vote for in the context of not getting any valid information because they don't listen to what is available over stations such as WBAI. Right. Am I being anywhere clear there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times? I mean,
we have to be really careful.
Easy way to determine. People need to do critical thinking, and the purpose of Pacifica Radio is to give people the tools to do critical thinking. I have a problem with the term of the masses. It makes it sound like there's a bunch of mindless bowl of glob of stupid jelly. These are, you know, individuals that are either are being provided with the opportunities to educate themselves or not, and it's our job as broadcasters to give them those opportunities, because there should be, you know, no human being that's a, you know, a mindless mass and a bowl of jelly. So, I mean, that's how I feel about that.
I agree with you, only that, I mean, I still see people of African descent reading the New York Post, and I'm trying to figure out what possible thought. What is this Hillary thing? Hillary Clinton running for a senator in New York. I mean, I had this discussion in Abyssinian Baptist Church, right, about how, what do you want, Rudy Giuliani? I mean, Hillary is this. And I said, well, what does she stand for? And people don't want to go there. They because of the pressure, I shouldn't say they don't want to go there. Let me rephrase that. Because of the pressure of their everyday lives, there isn't enough space, they feel, for them to be critically evaluating everything that comes along.
Mm-hmm.
So as with everything, they give away their power to regain personal space. And what Pacifica, I understand to be all about, is saying that you can't afford to do that. You must maintain your personal power, and we're going to make it easier for you to make critical decisions by providing you with education. However, if you can't even get people to turn the station on for any length of time, then you have a mass of people out there listening to shock jocks and music that is not, that are not aware and don't particularly want to be aware because it's too much. I mean,
well,
I don't,
you know, I'll be the first one to say there's a lot of room for improvement. You know, I can understand the need to rectify and to re-energize, to reorganize Pacifica and all these different stations.
Correct.
I said that from the beginning, that there was a need to do that. But
not this way.
Not this way. This isn't the way to do it. A top-down, fascistic, stomping all over people's rights.
Not only that, it's
they
not
made people. They made me sympathetic to people I thought I didn't like. You know, you become sympathetic to people you don't like because they get attacked in this way.
But, I mean, it's not even a real reorganization. What it is capitalization on assets in the line of the capitalism that was being talked about earlier. It's not making anything particularly better. Why would you want to make Pacifica stations more amenable to corporate contribution?
Because I think people...
Does that insure yourself?
Yeah. Joni said it faster than I could. I think that's what's going on.
The golden parachute is coming.
Right. I think it's anyway, 70% careerism and 30% Cointel amateur.
It would be interesting to have a group, especially of female-sensitive psychological folks and sociological folks talking about it's coming. It's going to be coming more and more as a problem, not only just for females, but for Asian Americans, for African Americans, for indigenous people in this country. They're going to continually make decisions thinking that this person understands my pain because of
right.
their identity, and then you get Clarence Thomas or mm-hmm. even Charles Rangel.
We got to be a lot more critical, and Pacifica and BAI is supposed to contribute to that critical thinking. Not
well, you all will live long and prosper because we will make sure you stay on the air.
Right on.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For all
Thank
your
you
work.
Listeners.
Come
you
out Friday.
Listeners.
Come out Friday at 5:30, 120 Wall Street, right here in front of WBAI, July 16th. We're asking for producers, listeners, and staff an emergency demonstration, call of solidarity to KPFA in Berkeley, and the possible sale of WBAI, as said by this letter by the treasurer-elect Michael Palmer to Mary Frances Berry. Quite a scary, scary story we got here today, folks.
This isn't, by the way, this isn't the first, either the first board member to say that they favor the sale of BAI, nor the first time that this has been discussed. The sale of BAI has come up behind closed doors several times in about the past 7 years, and in fact, another board member, shortly after Mary Frances Berry became the chair, another board member on the executive committee, Ken Ford, that comes from Washington, D.C., told me in a phone conversation that he thought that the sale of WBAI would be a great idea because look at all that money that the foundation could have and they wouldn't have to worry about money. Now, I want to say something else. Pacifica should have to worry about money. Pacifica should have to worry about coming to the listener sponsors for that funding because if you have a situation where they've got a pile of money in the bank, they can pay themselves comfortable salaries and insulate themselves from any ability for the community to, you know, to say, you know, this station is not serving its needs and purpose, which is to be, you know, a source of public education. Well, then they're in there on their little gravy train, and the whole thing is completely dead. Talk about stale.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can we get a new voice in here?
Go right ahead.
We're listening.
I want to say you guys are doing a fabulous job, and I want to give props to Lynn Jerry, who... Is it Jerry or...
Gary.
Gary.
Poor Lynn.
Don't kiss me just for missing me. Okay.
Oh, whatever.
I just want to give you so much respect for the amount of effort, time, and perseverance. Of course, one has to check your... you know, your capacity for abuse to stick with this as long as you have, with as much dedication and time from your life and sacrifice you've made, uncovering the dirty story of the, I forgot the name of the company, the union busting company.
American
that you,
Consulting Group.
Excuse me?
American Consulting Group.
Right, that you, Lynn, were the first one to really expose.
That's true.
Was,
I didn't know that.
Wait a second. Yeah. Paul, let me talk because okay. You guys, for a show that's called Let Them Talk, you know, it's like, just who's talking here? That's the question. I love you guys, but, like, I got a big mouth, too, and I got to get my say tonight.
You gotta hurry.
Okay, a lot of people have been identifying themselves by their first name only, but I'll use my last name because my name is Abby Smith, and
Abby!
And I really respect you all, and I respect your guts and your integrity. And I know it's not easy these days, as Dennis Bernstein has found out, to stand by your integrity. Although Dennis, you know, can get a lot of attention when he's dragged out of the station, and when those of us who were early anti-fascists in this struggle got, you know, maneuvered out of the station by the powers that be in New York, you know, and not supported by the union that's supposed to support the people fighting the powers that be, then, you know, you're entering into a little more sticky terrain, you know, because one of the things that I find sad about BAI is, like, it's kind of like endemic of what you find on the left, which I used to always say, and people would either wrinkle up their face in confusion or just, I don't know what, which is how, you know, it's a question. How does the left set up a firing squad? And the answer is in a circle. And that tends to be the pattern at BAI as well. And unfortunately, the way BAI has functioned in the time that I've been associated with it, which really started back in 1985, as a independent producer coming to the station from a music perspective, because I was interested in combining music with politics, which I always have dedicated my life to. And then what happened was when the mirror from 3,000 miles away is held up locally to the powers that be here in New York and say, this is how you are replicating a lot of the same evils that are happening 3,000 miles away at home. Well, you got this NIMBY. You got this NIMBY reaction here in New York. It's like, well, yeah, we want to talk about what's going down 3,000 miles away, but let's not clean house with the lack of democracy that exists at our own station in New York. You know, because that's too heavy. Now, nobody said that's too heavy. What the line used was, we've got more important fish to fry, and we need to keep our solidarity intact in New York. But the reality is, the solidarity in New York was never intact because, unfortunately, radio is such a sexy little medium, and the Marxists, you know, or the so-called Marxists who define themselves as Marxists, you know, we'll just as easily in a meeting, in a staff meeting at BAI, quote Arbitron and market forces. And before you know it, they're sounding like Merrill Lynch consultants, while they also define themselves as internationalist Marxists. And I always found these contradictions so exquisite. And I always wanted to tape some of these staff meetings, you know, and play them for, like, let's say, wake-up call listeners, you know, so that they could hear their favorite wake-up call personalities quoting market prices and market forces.
I love your point. It's hysterical. We've got to go. Thank
you
very much.
You're going to cut me off?
Yeah, well, we're on. It's at 3. It's over.
Oh, God. You guys have been on and on and on all night.
Yeah. Next show is
next
coming
show.
Up. Honey.
Yeah, next week. Call
okay.
In.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
you,
for calling, Abby.
I thought that was some good points there. I'm really glad you made them. Geez, we got to go. Thanks so much, Lynn Gary.
Thank you, Lynn. It's wonderful having you.
Thank you, Paul, Johnny, Patty, for having me on. Thank you, folks in New York. Get to the demonstration.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. And it was Lynn Gary, who is a real strong fighter for this struggle. Why don't you, Patty Heffley, give us the lowdown on Friday's protest?
Okay, emergency demonstration. Outside of WBAI this Friday, July 16th at 5:30 p.m. at 120 Wall Street, We're asking for producers, listeners, and staff to come out in solidarity with KPFA in Berkeley, who are getting their asses kicked by Pacifica, and also the possible desire to sell our station, WBAI, by these crazy national board that you don't even know how they ended up there owning the place.
All right.
It's ours.
Thanks, Patty. You can get more information, pdr.autano.net. And you can get copies of this program through that, and you can go to Miss Jo Marie Moosey's page and learn more about her activities. And you could give us a call at our voicemail, 212-209-2955. That's 212-209-2955.
And the Save Our Station hotline number, 212-465-7562.
That's what?
212-465-7562. Leave your name, phone number, and how you'd like to help.
All right, we're going to go out with this a few more seconds of Bill Hicks, Arizona Bay.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night. See you next week.
Good night.
By the way, if anyone here is in marketing or advertising, kill yourself. Planting seeds is all I'm doing. No joke here. Really, seriously, kill yourself. You are no rationalization for what you do. You are Satan's little helpers. Kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself now. Now, back to the show. Seriously, I know, Mark Mueller, there's going to be a joke coming up. There's no fucking joke. Suck it.